Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello, Open Language listeners, and happy 4th of July to all of you out there. You're listening to another episode of 潘吉杰里告诉你. My name is Spencer.
Spencer, 祝你国庆快乐。
国庆快乐, yes.
今天是美国的国庆啊 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right. We call it our Independence Day, though. So it's kind of like our 独立日，对吧？
对对，那我们今天节目呢，就要讲讲很有意思的这个，因为我觉得很 basic， 大家都需要了解知道的美国历史，然后包括其实美国的国庆在美国是大家都会烧烤啊什么的，放烟火，看烟火，就是一个
right barbecues and fireworks.
A big party, basically.
Yeah, more or less, more or less, Jen.
对，那大家到我们今天的推送呢，就可以看到一些非常精彩的美国老百姓庆祝 4th of July 的方式啊，
okay,
然后、
okay.
对，还有他们的一些什么烧烤，我觉得那个烧烤是最精彩的。
yeah, yeah, barbecues the most amazing.
当然还有历史 history, which is also important. 所以到我们的公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，然后回复七月四日或者美国国庆都能看到今天的推送啊。首先国庆节我们最 general 最普遍广用的一个说法是 National Day、right?
Yeah, but that's the Chinese national holiday、We don't so much say We say Independence Day
对就是在美国你们特定如果说美国的国庆节美国的这个七月四号你们会说 Independence Day
That's right、
但是呢前面你也说 4th of July、
mm-hmm, Yeah, we just say 4th of July
很多美国人就是就像我们可能国庆我们会说十一对吧、
mm-hmm.
然后美国你们就直接会说
4th of July
7月4号
We also say July 4th but usually we say 4th of July
OK 好那这个美国的国庆你们放几天假 How many days do you get off?
Honestly, I'd say, I mean, really, you usually just get that one day off.
所以不像中国有一个 1 week long holiday.
Yeah, I mean, if it falls on a Sunday, maybe you get the Monday off. It really depends on your job. If you work for the government, I think there's a good chance you might get the day before or after off.
所以在政府工作 public servants, they might get
Exactly. But all of us regular Joes out there.
老百姓们 regular Joes.
That's right. We probably just get that one day off.
But this year, 4th of July happens to be on a Monday, so you have a long weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
那我们还是回到这个美国国庆美国独立日的最早这个起源啦、那其实说到美国的历史就是大家可能会听到的一个经常出来的词就是什么 founding fathers 呀、founding states 呀、说的就是美国建国的这批人、然后呢还有建国的一些州对不对、
That's right, yeah, so yeah, 建国 so I like that term in Chinese. I actually live on a road called
建国
Not telling my address though, guys. You're not going to hunt me down. Anyway, yeah, so the founding fathers, these guys, well, there's a collection of them. Some of them you might be familiar with, such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison even. Guys, if you want to know who the founding fathers are, most of them you can find on American money.
对对对、比如 the Benjamins,
Benjamin Franklin. And he's the only one that's on money that was never a president.
是是是。
Yeah. So just, you know, a little fun fact there, guys.
对，但我觉得我们有必要说说这个词 founding. Founding 就是建立，对吧？ To found a nation.
Yeah, to establish, to create, yeah.
对，但是呢，在美语里面说到美国建国的一些概念，通常就会用 founding, 不会用 establish.不会说什么 establishing fathers 什么，就是 founding fathers, founding states.
That's right. Well, we originally had like 13 colonies.
英国的殖民
地。对，殖民地。And also, fun fact, guys, if you look at the American flag, there are 13 stripes on it.
你们的星条旗叫 stars and
stripes.
Stripes.
Yes, we have stars and stripes. So there's 50 stars that represent the 50 states. And obviously, there weren't 50 states at first. So over the years, more and more stars have been added to the flag. We've had different flags over the years.
Yeah.
But we've always had 13 stripes.
to represent
the original colonies and states.
嗯，那大部分都是在那个东北部，对吧？
Yeah. Basically, well, I mean, from you know, basically all on the East Coast, even from the South upward a bit. Yes. Do you know what the first state was, Jenny?
I'm gonna guess either Massachusetts or
give you one more guess.
Pennsylvania.
Delaware.
Delaware. 我对特拉华州的认识就是它是一个没有什么 corporate tax, 没有企业税的州 所以很多公司都会在那注册。
Well, yeah, that's true. For example, the Sally Mae has a big office there. Anyway, 我们不要扯远了。
不要扯远。
对吧？But yeah, so Delaware is the first state. And then, you know, a number of other states had, you know, followed after that.
所以呢，我们讲到现在，我觉得还有一个很重要的词儿一定要说了，就是你们的独立宣言。
So like our Declaration of Independence.
没错。So declaration 就是 to declare something, 一个宣言。
就是那个宣布的宣，
对
吧？
对。
宣言，yeah, 开言的言。Hey, guys.
Nice going.
So yeah, anyway, our Declaration of Independence, and yeah, that we did that in 1776.
所以你们说的 officially United States was founded in 1776, 1776年.
Yeah, and this was after our, like, I guess you would say 革命大战, I don't know, like our Revolutionary War. 不知道你们是怎么说我们的那个, well, Revolutionary War.
革命战争.
Okay, 战争, okay. So yeah, it was after our Revolutionary War.And then we had basically the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And all those founding fathers had signed onto it, you know, pretty much. But we didn't have a president for a number of years until after that. And do you know who the first president was, Jenny?
我当然知道。大家知道吗？可以在留言里告诉我们。
Yeah, tell us, guys, tell us. He's on the money.
对，他也是在钱上了。
Yeah, but...
说到美国的钱。最近终于要有一个女性出现在美国的这个 dollar bill 上面。
On the dollar bill, really? Well, we
还是 twenty dollar bill.
Well, that'd be nice if they got rid of Andrew Jackson. I support that. Not a big fan of.
他是不是取代 Andrew Jackson? 反正是他是一个黑人女性。Harriet Tubman.
Oh wow.
对、
okay.
因为他就是那个废奴时期的一个领袖对吧 Civil activist、
yeah.
好那说到这个美国的 Independence Day 4th of July 我们再来说说 Celebration 好了、
okay.
那今天我们开言的付费课程呢也是说就是 4th of July 然后是带你去一个非常、就是美国老百姓家里的一个 party、一个 barbecue 的去学很相关的语言啊、那为什么你们这个国庆节大家都要烤肉呢
you know, it just tastes good.
Such an honest answer.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the summertime, I mean, in the summertime, it's nice to have a, 你们怎么说的野餐, like a picnic, right?
户外 outdoor, 对野餐。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 户外野餐。So, like, it's nice to just be outside, bask in the nice weather, you know, watch the fireworks, eat some, you know, grilled,delicacies, grilled foods,
烤肉
and, yeah, and you know, a lot of people like to enjoy a beer too.
对，因为本身国庆，就是美国国庆就是在夏天嘛，所以这个 it's the perfect weather,
yeah,
for outdoor activities.
I mean, it could be a little too hot for some of you. Sometimes, it also gets rained out.
Rained out、yeah. 就是下雨了然后没有办法要 cancel、是吧
that's right, that's right.
但是说到这个 barbecue 烧烤、我也觉得它、it just symbolizes、American culture in many ways. The love of meat, 对肉的热爱。
The love of carnage.
Carnage. Carnage 的意思是
Well, it's like, actually it's like 屠杀。
屠杀 okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
我没有说我就说你 the love of meat. 然后呢 the love of,、I think it's very,、communal, 就是大家一堆人一起的、
yeah.
对吧、朋友邻居家人、
yeah.
然后呢 outdoors、
yeah.
很多美国人 so a typical celebration would be you get your family friends or even neighbors together
yeah. Yeah.
in someone's backyard
yeah that's right I can't say that I'm the biggest patriot 爱国主义者 but
patriot
I do like partaking in the 4th of July festivities
对它就是一个特别热闹很热烈很开心的
yeah it's just a nice time of year the days are long the weather weather's warm, the food、mm. is good, and yeah, you know, and yeah, no, I enjoy it.
对，而且我还要说的一个就是，我觉得好像美国的文化里面啊，这个Barbecue is very symbolic.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a very symbolic food of American culture, but it also symbolizes like manhood. 是吧？我觉得美国很多的男人他们会说 ，Oh, I don't usually cook,、mm-hmm. but the barbecue, like the grill,
yeah,
is my.
Yeah, but I can hold down a grill.
Exactly, 就是他们说我可能烧菜烧的不那么好，我也不那么爱。
Martha, my wife, she takes care of the baking, but、I hold down the grill.
我老婆 baking, baked apple pies.
Yeah, baked apple pies. American is apple pie. Have you ever heard that term, Jenny?
有，有一个歌我很喜欢的。
I guess we like to think we're the first people to make apple pie.
American pie. 那讲到烧烤，就是好像很多美国男人觉得它是。就是男人味儿的象征。我刚刚说 manhood,、
mm-hmm.
对吧、
mm-hmm.
就是男人这个身份的象征。因为这个就是说你他一个 big grill, 你很多人的烧烤炉就很大、
mm-hmm.
你要把这个什么架子支起来、
yeah.
火升起来什么、
mm-hmm.
然后呢那美国人买的好多肉都很大。
Yeah.
If you go to Costco、mm-hmm. or 什么 Walmart,、
oh,
中国人第一次去就是You'll be in shock. 大家会被震撼到。
I'm always in shock when I go to Walmart, Jenny.
就是我还记得，我一辈子没有看过那么大块的肉。那个肉，那个牛排的 size 是我们在中国一块 chopping board 一块切菜板的那个 size。
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, in America, you know, 很多美国人的思维就是越大越好。越大越好。
你的美国中文口音又出来了。
Yeah. Yeah, 你好。
然后
国庆节快乐。yeah, 国庆节快乐。
对，然后那个 butter, 那个黄油那个 size 就是一条香烟的 size, 你可以买到、
oh、God, yeah,
是吧
yeah, yeah.
但就是你们可能一家家里人比较多所以你就买大的也吃得完。
Mm-hmm.
In any case, 就是 barbecue 在美国文化里真的很重要啊、mm-hmm. 然后除了要 grill, 要去烤以外呢很多男的他还 they're very proud to have their secret, like,recipe, their secret marinade,、
yeah.
腌肉的那个配方。
What's in the sauce?
Secret sauce, 对吧、
yeah.
那个秘密的酱啊。
Yeah,
是不是
yeah.
嗯。
It's my daddy's secret, I'm never telling.
Oh, so、yeah. it's been passed down
I mean,
through generations.
Maybe, I'm just, you know, I'm, right now I'm being a little 夸张的。
但很多美国人确实他会说这是他家族
yeah, yeah, there are people like that, yeah,、
嗯、
definitely.
那你家 so how do you guys、normally celebrate it?
Well, see, I've been in China the past、couple 4th of July's, but,、well, you know, I'm from D.C., so...What better, in a way, what better place than D.C. to spend the 4th of July, right? So, if, you know, you can go down on the National Mall.
The National Mall.
Yeah, 就是很大的一个草场，就是那个。
广场。
不是广场，就是。
购物中心吗 ？Mall？
没有，没有，没有。
因为我没去过 D.C.
没有，这是很大的一个草场。
哦，草地，草地。
草地 ，Okay, that's a big place that's grass and it's in between the National Monument and the.And the Capitol building. Anyway, it's like the center of D.C. and you can lay out on the grass with your loved ones and watch the fireworks.
对，因为我想肯定这个烟火，虽然美国很多城市 ，even small towns 小的那个、mm-hmm. 城镇，他们都会自己组织 firework、
mm-hmm.
display 烟火秀， mm-hmm. 但最大的 the most spectacular must be.In D.C.
Yeah.
肯定是在华盛顿。
Yeah, which is one thing I, as a childhood memory I thought was kind of funny is that so you know I'm from Maryland but I grew up in the 华盛顿郊区 like mm-hmm. I was 15 minutes outside of D.C. Anyway, fireworks were like illegal in Maryland in my neighborhood but you can go 15 minutes into D.C. and buy fireworks for 4th of July、
oh.
so it's you know because every state you know 是那个对对就是那个肥棒的那个the federal government you know like you have
联邦
的对吧yeah 对不好意思、
嗯、
就是那个联邦的那个政府 like the government yeah federal law state law anyway so the state law in Maryland was fireworks are illegal but in Washington, D.C., you can still buy fireworks.
但是可能只有 4th of July 这段时间可以啊。
Yeah. Usually, I mean, it's not like people are buying fireworks all year round. Usually, kind of like China, I feel like people just buy fireworks around Chinese New Year, and then the rest of the year, the sales are pretty low. Yeah.
那我们刚刚一直听到 Spencer 说 DC 啊，其实呢，就是美国人真的说到华盛顿的时候。口语里面更常用的就是比如 Where are you from? 华盛顿人就是 I'm from DC.
Yeah, DC.
District of Columbia.
That's right.
哥伦比亚特区啊就是华盛顿他们的这个 capital, 对吧首都。
对。
因为你们还有一个 Washington State.
Yeah. That's all the way out west.
对就是还有华盛顿州、所以可能就是 to avoid confusion, 这个首都的人就会说 DC,、是吧、好那如果我们有任何在美国的听众你们会去参与什么 4th of July celebration 呢、Are you being invited to a barbecue、or are you staking out a big barbecue yourself?
Yeah, let us know guys.
Let us know, 然后呢大家对于这个美国的国庆有什么样的问题都可以在留言里面问我们。那我们今天的口语群呢也会讨论这个话题付费课程今天也是 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th of July guys.
Happy 4th of July to you, Spencer. 那我们最后放一个就是放 Hail to the Chief 吧我觉得这个是很有美国特色的歌。
Hail to the Chief.
噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔 OK, happy 4th of July.
See you next time.
See you next time.